Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, April 21st, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, International Paper has announced an agreement to acquire DS Smith. Also making headlines this past week, Veritaviz has made an acquisition too, but not nearly as big. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news.
Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Effluent spill at West Fraser Timber facility in Quesnel. A West Fraser timber-owned facility in Quesnel is the site of a major environmental incident. The BC Ministry of Environment was on scene April 15th at the West Pine MDF plant on Caradice Road to investigate. I don't know where Caradice Road is, but some people might. The information so far was that a substantial amount of effluent was discharged into the open. The nearby Fraser River was not impacted, according to investigators. Quote, the ministry was notified of a spill incident that occurred at the West Pine MDF facility on April 15th at 4:30 p.m. local time, said a spokesperson for the provincial government. An initial report is that 2.5 million liters of effluent spilled into a gravel pit when a valve was compromised, causing a leak. No waterways were suspected to be impacted at the time. There is no description thus far on what comprised that effluent. People who work there might know. In West Pine's MDF staff have contracted the company to remediate the site and remove the effluent. Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. Rainier Advanced Materials Tartas plant successfully ships inaugural truckload of 2G bioethanol. Rainier Advanced Materials Incorporated said it is pleased to announce the successful shipment of its first production of 2G bioethanol from its Tartas plant following 2 years of rigorous research, development, construction, and planning. And here comes a quote, quote, we take great pride in achieving this significant milestone of completing the first inaugural shipment of 2G bioethanol. This marks the first step in what I envision as a promising journey for this product and its implication for RYAM's biomaterials endeavors, said Delisle Bloomquist, Rainier Advanced Materials President and Chief Executive Officer. Delisle Bloomquist continues, quote, "By harnessing the distinct capabilities of RYAM's Tartas plant alongside the expertise of our committed employees, I anticipate a steady increase in production and a surge in interest for our sustainable 2G bioethanol."
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Helsinki. Metsä Group collaborates with Andritz on textile fiber mill pre-study. Metsä Group has entered into an extensive cooperation with international technology group Andritz to conduct a pre-study for the first possible commercial mill producing the Kuura textile fiber. This new type of textile fiber, developed by Metsä Group's innovation company Metsä Spring, is made from Finnish wood. The primary objective of this collaboration are to develop a pulp feed treatment method, smart ways to integrate textile fiber production into the various departments of a bioproduct mill, and automation for Kuura production. The pre-study is the first planning stage for a potential commercial mill project to process softwood pulp into a new type of man-made cellulosic fiber, also known as MMCF. Again, that's MMCF, which means man-made cellulosic fiber. The Kuura concept produces a sustainable, high value-added product without the use of fossil fuels, Metsä Group said.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Dallas, Texas. Greif prepares for opening of new manufacturing facility in Dallas, Texas. Greif Incorporated, a world leader in industrial packaging products and services, is finalizing construction on their new bulk corrugated manufacturing facility in Dallas, Texas. Scheduled to open later this spring, the new facility will significantly expand Greif's capacity in the bulk corrugated business and create opportunities in the South and Southwest regions of the United States as well as Mexico. Quote, "We are delighted to establish this new facility in Dallas, Texas," said Chris Zimmerman, Vice President of Container Board and Corrugated Sales. Chris Zimmerman continues, quote, "We have formed an excellent team who have worked extremely hard to get this state-of-the-art facility up and running. Equipped with highly automated machinery, this facility will enable us to respond swiftly to customer demands while maintaining superior lead times and product quality," end of quote. The Greif Core Choice Dallas plant will primarily make triple wall sheets and jumbo boxes and will have capabilities that include inline gluing and stitching. These products will serve the industrial and agricultural industries. Dateline Evansville, Indiana. Barry and Glatfelder announce regulatory milestone in proposed transaction for spinoff and merger. Barry Global Group Incorporated and Glatfelder Corporation announced the achievement of a regulatory milestone in the proposed transaction involving the combination of a majority of Barry's health, hygiene, and specialty segments to include its global nonwovens and films business with Glatfelder, with the expiration of the required waiting period under the Hart-Scott-Rodino, also known as the HSR Antitrust Improvements Act. Now, as previously announced on February 7, 2024, Barry and Glatfelder entered into a definitive agreement under which Barry will spin off and merge its HHNF business with Glatfelder in a reverse Morris Trust transaction. The transaction will create a leading publicly traded company in the specialty materials industry, Glatfelder said. The transaction is expected to close in the second half of calendar 2024 and is subject to approval by Glatfelder shareholders and completion of customary closing conditions. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper announces agreement to acquire D.S. Smith. International Paper and D.S. Smith announced that they have reached an agreement on the terms of the recommended all-share combination, creating a truly global leader in the sustainable packaging solutions. The terms of the combination value each D.S. Smith share at 415 pence per share will issue in IP issuing 0.1285 shares for each D.S. Smith share, resulting in a pro forma ownership of 66.3% for IP shareholders and 33.7% for D.S. Smith shareholders, implying a transaction value of approximately $9.9 billion. The combination is expected to close by the fourth quarter of 2024. Quote, "Combining with D.S. Smith is a logical step in IP's strategy to drive profitable growth by strengthening our global packaging business," said Mark S. Sutton, chairman and CEO of International Paper. Mark S. Sutton continues, quote, "D.S. Smith is a leader in packaging solutions with an extensive reach across Europe, which complements IP's capabilities and will accelerate growth through innovation and sustainability. We are confident this combination will drive significant value for our employees, customers, and shareholders," end of quote. Andrew K. Silvernail will be CEO of the combined company, and Miles Roberts of D.S. Smith will be retained as a consultant to assist with integration matters. As part of the combination, up to two non-executive directors of D.S. Smith will be invited to join the board of the combined company upon the close of the combination. The combined company will be headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, with plans to establish an EMEA headquarters at D.S. Smith's existing London headquarters.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Vertiv acquires Ameripak. Vertiv Corporation, a leading specialty distributor for value-added packaging, facility solutions and print products and solutions, announced that it has acquired substantially all of the assets of Ameripak, LLC, and Ameripak, Pennsylvania, LLC, a leading provider of turnkey contract packaging and fulfillment services with annual revenues of approximately $60 million. Founded in 1989, the Ameripak business adds meaningful capabilities and scale to Vertiv's existing kitting and co-packing platform with expertise in complex packaging processes and the ability to flex resources to rapidly respond to business seasonality and customer needs. The Ameripak business serves customers in a variety of high-growth segments, anchored by an attractive customer base in the cosmetic and personal care industries. The Ameripak business workforce of nearly 600 is located in Grapevine in Dallas, Texas, and Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Dateline, Alabama. Two Rivers Lumber to build a $115 million sawmill in Alabama. Two Rivers Lumber Company, LLC, plans to invest $115 million to build a state-of-the-art sawmill in Coosa County as the company's second operation in Alabama. Denopolis-based Two Rivers Lumber Company has committed to creating 130 jobs at the new Alabama sawmill, which will specialize in the production of southern yellow pine dimensional lumber, the Alabama Governor's Office reports. Two Rivers was established by the McElroy family, owners of McElroy Truck Lines in Cuba, Alabama, and Roy Geiger, the owner of Sumter Timber in Jeffersonville, Alabama. The company opened its first sawmill in Maragano County in 2017. Today, the facility near Denopolis has an annual capacity of 200 million board feet and 145 full-time employees. Quote, "We are happy to be expanding Two Rivers in the state of Alabama and in Coosa County," said Jay McElroy. Jay continues, quote, "We spent over a year searching for a site and planning the project. We look forward to starting up the new operation in August of 2025. The local and state support has been great throughout the process. Peak North America is leading the construction of the facility in Kellyton with the startup set for June. As part of the project, Two Rivers will create 130 jobs over a one-year period, with the positions paying an average annual salary of just over $51,000, according to data from the Alabama Department of Commerce. The company also considered Mississippi as a potential location for the sawmill. Dateline Canada. British Columbia Paper Excellence Pulp and Paper Mill fined $22,000 for leaking toxic gas into the atmosphere. A BC Pulp and Paper Mill owned by the country's largest forestry company has been handed $22,000 in penalties for releasing toxic gases into the atmosphere. The fines handed to Paper Excellence's Howe Sound Pulp and Paper Mill on the Sunshine Coast included 201 failures to comply with limits on the release of sulfur dioxide from its power boiler. In some cases, gas concentrations climbed 81% above the daily limit, according to a decision from the Director of the Environmental Management Act, Jason Bourgeois. Sulfur dioxide, or SO2, contributes to the generation of acid aerosols and acid rain. In high concentrations, it can cause breathing problems, respiratory illnesses, changes in lung defenses, and worsening respiratory and cardiovascular disease, noted the decision. At a minimum, Bourgeois wrote, the 201 failures to comply with the daily and hourly SO2 limits have been medium potential to result in significant adverse effect to the environment and human health. The director increased the penalty to the mill for the repeated nature of the violations, finding that there was no detectable decrease in the rate of failures over the nearly 3 years of the contraventions. But Bourgeois decided that they were not deliberate and reduced the penalty further after finding Paper Excellence had spent some money to ensure that they didn't occur again.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.